Where my girl's got the sweetest pussy. Nestles in her lap. Be the first to admit and want to stroke that kitten. Fell right into her trap. Now all that fur and purring gives me cause to pause. She may have a pretty kitty, but watch out for those claws. Then I'm calling out, yeah, kitty, kitty. While I'm the one that's ready to bounce, how could such a cute puss be so dangerous? It's a naughty thought.
The views and opinions expressed on the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City do not necessarily reflect those of Birkin Broadcasting or its affiliates. Calypso, Alexia, and Sierra are personalities put on for your entertainment. Their stories are real. Their language is explicit. Their behavior is outrageous. If you can't take the heat, get the fuck out of the kitchen. Blasting to you straight out of Las Vegas, Nevada, it is the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City, starring Sierra, Calypso, and Alexia.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
What's going on?
Not much. Today is April 11th, Sunday. Again, awesome.
Sinful Sunday.
And, ooh, do we have some sin in store for you.
Don't we always?
Yes. It involves wood and chocolate. What woman doesn't love wood and chocolate?
You know what's even better than that?
What?
Chocolate-covered wood.
I think I may be able to...
Come here, baby. Let me dip you. Oh, I mean, sorry.
Well, I think this evening I may actually be able to provide that to you. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. You like that?
You're right there.
Who's your mama?
Oh, you are, baby. Oh, smack that ass. Woo!
Spectacular. That's radio
sex,
baby.
That's fucking right.
And that's why we're not on real radio.
That's right.
Because we cannot follow FCC rules.
And the whole program would sound like beep, 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 beep. It'd be like Morse code.
That's right. We would have to totally tap it out in Morse code. How do you spell fuck in Morse code? Really?
That's right.
Actually, fuck in Morse code goes bow chicka bow wow.
So that's awesome. How was your week, ladies?
We're all hyped up on coffee, dude.
We are totally jazzed.
Coffee and sugar.
Crack when you have caffeine.
Do you know why? Coffee and sugar. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I have been the domestic goddess all week.
Again,
dude.
Again.
I made upside down pineapple upside down cake today.
You know what? Getting a little bit of a cavity.
Yeah.
Getting a little bit of a cavity.
And it was damn good pineapple upside down cake.
Oh,
too.
So you got some?
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck all you bitches. How's that? Just because someone who shall remain nameless, me, has moved to the other side of the fucking town does not mean that I do not exist to you people anymore, goddammit.
Other side of the town? You practically live in another state. What the hell? Okay,
as long as my motherfucking zip code starts with 891, you bitches still own me, so there.
We live in, like, the central part of Las Vegas. Like, anything from our house is, like, a half hour. It takes an hour and a half to get to you because you're at the bottom of the mountain.
It takes an hour and a half to get to me because your fucking car will fall apart if you go on the freeway.
Hey, you leave the Jeep out of this.
I can get on the freeway and be here in less than 30.
Yeah, but you also do 85.
I do, do not. I do not.
Yes, you do.
You know what? Again, take your opinions and your fucking upside down cake and stick it where the sun don't shine.
Well,
whatever.
You got to have chicken and dumplings when I was being domestic.
I did. Oh, that was so good. You have to make that for me again.
Homemade chili, I think I made for you.
No, I wasn't there.
That was me.
Okay.
Why the bitch got to trade off like that? We all can't partake. What the fuck?
I also made homemade egg bread. In a braid. I braided it and everything.
It was yummy.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Really?
Those are good, too.
Yeah, those are good. I had a chocolate chip cookie.
Chocolate chip cookies. Yeah, if you'd have stuck around longer, you could have had homemade chili.
That's right.
Yeah, well.
It was on the stove.
I know. I had obligations.
Whatever. And, of course, you know, my domestic duties don't just include the kitchen.
Oh, dear God.
Okay, really?
Wait, let me brace myself. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm not going to talk too much about it.
Why not? We talk about our shit, but you can't talk about yours? What? ever.
Chocolate
Oh my
sauce?
Goodness, Mikey, 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 the magic shell isn't just for ice cream anymore, nice. Is it?
Nice.
Yum. Oh my God, speaking of, you know what I saw today at the grocery store? It was right next door, next to the magic shell. It's like ice cream topping, so I don't know if it gets hard like magic shell does, but it's cherry Dr. Pepper and A&W root beer.
Fucking awesome.
Right? I was like,
root beer float.
This is why we will always be fat.
Yes. This is why fat chicks rock, because we eat ice cream with A&W root beer sauce on top of it. Awesome.
And have no qualms about making pineapple upside
right.
down cake.
Right. 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 So how was everybody's week?
It was good. Should I go? Yeah, I'm going to go into this. Okay. I joined a matchmaking service.
Oh,
she did.
You know what I just heard in my head? Do you know what I just heard in my head?
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match.
Do you know what I heard? Ka-ching.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it is
those
a little.
Fucking places are expensive.
Yeah, is it pricey?
Do you remember when Great Expectations was in town? Or I guess it's still
Great Expectations?
Are.
Wasn't that a haircutting place?
No. No, that's a matchmaking service.
Oh, I thought it was a haircutting place.
They had like walls and walls of videos, dude.
Yeah.
You
really?
You had to go in and watch the videos, and you got there and recorded yourself on video.
Shut
when
up.
When I was like a kid, you know, when I was really
oh, my God,
my
that was a long
20s.
Time ago.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like 20 years ago. Like 20 years ago.
When Jesus was a corporal.
I went to a couple of those matchmaking places. Great Expectations charged me up the ass. I had to close my account, so they stopped taking
it charged
money.
Up. Did they kiss you first?
No.
Oh, no.
But then I joined another matchmaking service, which I cannot remember the name, or else I would tell who they were.
Right.
Even though I signed a disclosure statement not to. They didn't charge me anything because I was a girl.
I want a matchmaking
these guys, service. Like these guys are paying like $8,000, $9,000 and upwards for
are
their
you?
Membership. Mm-hmm. I'd pay nothing.
See, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't feel comfortable with that.
I don't
I feel perfectly fine with that.
I don't feel comfortable
just
with that.
Just let you know.
No,
that's
because there are a lot of guys out there looking for women.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you got to grab them by their nuts and drag them through the keyhole on the door,
you know? I think you're absolutely right. It's very wrong that a lot of these companies do that.
Well, these guys can be well assured that I'm also getting just as butt raped as they are.
Yeah.
Well, it's not bad.
They're an equal opportunity butt raper.
When you think about it, it's about $60 a month, a little less than that. But I'm guaranteed 6 matches. And each match will be better than the last because they take what
but
I like.
How do they guarantee that?
She's bound for a year. Is that correct?
I'm bound for $1,400. So and, $60 a month for like $1,400. Yeah, it's expensive. Yeah, you can.
So this
stop
dude,
squirting at,
this yeah. dude has got to be. He better be like.
Oh,
Mike.
I better be getting like fucking gold. Because if I'm paying this fucking money, if the first motherfucker that walks through the door on my first date is another fucking monkey troll, this bitch is getting my boot right up her ass. Like, I swear
for
to God.
For $1,400, that motherfucker better serve Tom Selleck on a silver goddamn platter.
Fuck Tom Selleck. It better be Vin Diesel in fucking disguise. That's what it better be. I better walk in the door, and I better hear, hello. And I'll be like, oh, baby. Just talk to me all night. Read me, Mary. Mary had a little lamb. Mary,
I think she'd Mary, be happy Mary. With just another mic.
Yeah, I would be right. happy with a guy just like Mikey. Like, completely,
right.
totally happy with a
right.
guy like that.
Right, right,
today,
right.
Mikey was the handyman all day. It was fucking sexy as hell.
Don't you love that
I didn't
shit?
Have to be in the same room. I could just hear him banging, nailing stuff. And I was like, oh, he's doing
they have
the
a door in
there.
He's nailing the roof, and she's going, oh, yeah.
I am.
That's awesome. Yeah, they've got a door in their bedroom now. No shabby sheet curtain hanging up there. So now that when the kids come to
why
stay...
Why did the neighbors come over and complain?
We had guests.
With kids.
With kids?
Is this the person you told me about?
I don't know.
And they never stayed again or something?
Oh, no. No, this was just recently.
Oh, okay.
They were visiting from Washington, Oregon. You know, that stayed up there.
Right. It's all one big clusterfuck of douchery.
It's Oregon.
It was two ladies. Morgan. Two ladies Morgan. Of age and one child. And because they were in the front room and we don't have a door, we knew that we couldn't have sex, but I wanted it so bad.
Now there's a door. So now I can spend the night and not have to worry about hearing,
okay, wait a minute.
Yeah,
wait,
Daddy
wait,
Mikey,
wait, wait.
Yeah, like that.
Wait, wait. I've been in the room with this bitch when she's having sex. Is that door made of soundproof materials?
Yeah, that's true.
Because other than that, I'm pretty sure you're going to hear it anyway.
No, we'll probably have the shabby sheet up there on top of it.
Oh, yeah, because that's going to muffle a whole hell of a lot, right?
So it'll just sound like, oh yeah, Daddy.
It's going to sound like a puppy.
That's exactly what it's going to sound like. And then you hear,
oh, God, yes!
and that'll be Mikey. It'll be fantastic.
Awesome.
So, don't you
awesome.
Love it when guys make noise when they come?
Oh, yes. I do. I love it. I love it.
Especially
love
when
it.
They go, oh, my
know
God.
You got them
when
by the ball hairs.
When you
know
hear
it.
That grunt, it just, oh, my God. It stirs something in my core
it's
that's
primal.
Just like, right? It's just
the
like,
she-linus
oh, dear God.
Comes out and goes,
grab my fucking hair and yank the fucking shit out of me. Oh, my God.
There was this campfire game that we used to play. It was the top 10 things that turn you on. We had to shorten it down to the top 3 things because we were always drunk and went on forever.
It did go on forever.
And in the top 10, you would get things like orangutan sex.
And chickens in chainmail.
And you were like, let's just do the top 3. Number 1 is when a guy comes and he grunts or makes that
yeah,
noise.
Yeah, almost mm-hmm. almost unanimously.
Yeah.
It almost unanimously, the top 3 is when a guy smells good,
mm.
when a guy makes that noise when he comes,
uh-huh.
and your man all sweaty from working hard outside
oh,
or
God.
In the garage smelling like vehicle grease and
oh,
stuff like
oh,
that.
I oh, love shit. The smell of mechanics.
Oh, uh-huh. yeah.
I love them.
I know. Like isn't that sick?
It's that mixture between gasoline and engine oil
and
yeah.
sweat.
Joint grease
yeah.
and sweat and man musk, and you're just like... I just want to climb all over him. He's like, baby, I'm dirty. And you're like, that just makes it better.
Put that greasy handprint on my ass.
Oh, right. shit. Smack me, daddy. So, yeah, so I joined this matchmaking service, and
yes.
I work graveyard, so I sleep during the day, and the lady called me on Friday and said I had a match. I called her back, like, during normal business hours, like, I happened to be up during normal business hours, which is really unusual, unless I'm hyped up on caffeine like I am right now, and I said, you know, I'll probably be asleep when you call back, but just leave his information, and I'll call him, and we'll set something up for this weekend.
Right.
She didn't call me.
Oh,
so bitch. I'm going to call her on Monday, and I'm going to keep calling her, and she better give me some dude's phone number. And like I said, it's supposed to be each match is better than the last, because they take what you did like out of this match and what you didn't like out of this match, and they try to find something better in the next match.
And she also,
and so
I,
on,
the other
so
reason
forth.
That she said yes to this one is because she also, the lady that she talked to, had the caveat that they had to have one huge thing in common, which is what I said, and as we know, I'm always right. So, there we go.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I forgot about that whole thing. Next subject. Anyway, my week. We all know what happened with Le Douchebag in Oregon, of
Washington,
all places,
Oregon.
Right? Right, 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 right.
Well, not everybody. Our listeners don't know.
That's right. We couldn't talk about it last week.
Met this guy. You know what? I'm just going to do the short version because okay. he's not really worth the long version. Met a guy. Talked to him for 5 weeks. Thought he was cool. He was supposed to move down here. His fiance calls me Friday. Bing, bang, boom. I find out that he's going to take this poor woman's $1,500 because he's lying to her and says he's going to find them an apartment in California somewhere. And then he was planning on coming here. And his last phone call to me was, I need $400 to pay off my rent, baby. If you love me, you'll do it. And I said, suck my dick because it ain't happening.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
Wait, you talked to the fiance on the phone.
I did. I talked to her. Bless her heart. Nicest woman you ever want to talk to, right?
Right.
I mean, I just felt so bad for her. You know, she's like, but we're supposed to get married in October. And I'm like,
weren't they talking about having kids, too?
Dude, she said, we're
shit?
Talking about having a baby. I'm like, I would advise against both of those future commitments,
right.
however.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, just cut your losses, sweet pea, because I guarantee you I'm not the only one. Because he met her. He answered her Craigslist ad. So apparently it's a trend.
Right.
So, but speaking of Craigslist ads, not all is lost. I'm getting great response off my ad.
Nice.
And I actually met this really, really, really nice guy. Name is Mitch. Lives in Oregon, of all places.
Oh!
I know, but he seems completely normal.
You know what? You know, I honestly think what the problem is with those Northwest Pacificer people.
What?
Pacific Northwesterners.
What?
No sun.
No, they're too fucking close to Canada.
Oh, shit.
We all know Canadians have small penises.
Well, Mitch
and big
says,
mouths.
Mitch has told me, he said that the dating in Oregon is so impossibly hard because he said there are no single women in Oregon.
It's because
ever anymore.
The farther north you get on the Northwest, the more men outnumber the women.
Yes.
Because in Alaska, it's something like 5 to 1. There's 5.
Something like that. Yeah.
That's
it's
ridiculous.
Crazy.
That's
there was,
the
there was a
crazy.
Time where I was thinking about moving there.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
Ooh. Wouldn't that be ice? Nice big ice man, big yeah, mountain man, yeah. and. Oh, my God, there's bouncing balls on that cell phone.
Right?
Mike, you got to stop distracting us.
He's showing us bouncing nads.
Oh!
So, I mean, I'm talking to Mitch, and, you know, He, like I said, seems like a really cool guy. You guys would love him.
Right.
Very intelligent, very down to earth, very, you know, just like one of us,
okay,
you know?
Cool, cool.
We were actually talking tonight about the differences.
Is that the picture that you showed me?
Yes.
Hot.
Isn't he beautiful? Oh my God, he's so handsome.
Very good looking.
We were talking about the differences between what responses women get online dating as opposed to responses men get.
Right.
You know, I've told him some of the raunchy, you know, hi, your boobs are big, when are you going to suck my dick type of responses
right.
that I've gotten.
Oh my God.
And he's like, those. You really get those? So I discussed with him about calling into the show tonight. So Mitch, if you're listening, the phone number is 702-888-0072. Call in. We would love to air your opinion on air.
Yes. And I need the practice. So
we love men, by the way. We love them. I know that I'm like the jaded, bitter, hopeless romantic who said, I'm never going to date again. And then I went off and joined a matchmaking service. I'm right. so retarded.
But you know what? That's the glimmer of hope with all of us, though.
Yeah.
You know?
We all have that I want to be the princess back in the back of our minds.
Well,
like,
but, you know, I know that there's yes. I know that there's a good man out there somewhere.
There is.
He's sitting in the room right here.
Yes, but I mean a good man for moi.
Right. now Sierra, Sierra did suggest that if, because we have a very large bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Very large. Lots of floor space. And I know that we've been considering putting in a shower stall. And Sierra said, yeah. And Sierra said, you know, if you put a garden tub in here or a Roman tub in here, all of us girls will be over here naked.
Who are you talking about? Where? At your place?
Mm-hmm. A big Roman bathtub.
And of course, Mikey said, I'm putting that shit in the living room.
Hot water jets? With hot water jets, can you imagine what? Some Epsom salts and some Calgon take me away. Your body feels so good.
Oh, dude, you know what?
We'll get some of them submergible vibrators, the ones you can actually put in the water, Calypso.
Because we all know the waterproof ones that I had. Yes, I'm guilty. Yes, they'll own up to the fucking shit. They are not fully submersible. Ladies, if you're listening, do not douche that bitch in the bathtub while you're in it. I speak from experience, goddammit.
You can use it in the shower, not in the bathtub.
Now,
right.
Last week after the show, we did visit a store, a friend of ours' store, mm-hmm. The Deja Vu.
Adult Emporium.
Adult Emporium.
Our friend is Aaron Downing. He's a manager down there.
That's
Stop
right.
by, say hi, tell him the ladies sent you from Sin City Bounty.
They actually do now produce a couple of vibrators that are fully submersible.
Yes.
And I want one.
Right.
Badly.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the Wii Vibe. It doesn't even look like a vibrator.
It looks like a U.
It looks like a hair clip, dude.
Yeah, it's really...
Yikes.
Cool. You saw it?
It does not look like a fucking hair clip. Well, are you kidding me?
You remember those banana boat like hair clips you used to put all up in your hair? It's kind of shaped like
those
that.
Those had teeth. If anything has teeth, it ain't going in my pussy. I'm sorry.
Well, I want it on my pussy, maybe not up in there.
Well,
but,
you know.
Nibble on my clit.
We'll talk about all the experiences we had at the porn store next week, because we are going to have Gabe, the resident BDSM
That's
expert.
That's right. I'm so excited.
And a buyer for the store. And we are going to have Aaron, the manager of the store, in here
so
next
excited.
Week in studio.
I know.
So we are so excited about that. So we're going to talk about toys. We're going to talk about all kinds of
right.
self-gratification crap. Yeah.
Speaking of Deja Vu,
right?
While we were there, we were looking at condoms because they have like an entire wall of condoms.
I know. I have this thing on my finger and I've been smelling it the whole time.
I know. I picked up some condoms that are chocolate-flavored lubricated condoms with a little reservoir tip. They're regularly shaped condoms. They're black, though. They're really weird. Here, I'm going to open one up.
I think they're supposed to be chocolate.
Yeah? What does it taste like?
I haven't tasted it. I thought we were going to put it on a...
Oh, we are.
Because I want to, you know,
I just thought maybe
suck on wood.
It smells like chocolate liqueur.
I think it smells great.
I think it does, too. Calypso thinks it smells like crap, but...
Oh, well, I'm a chocolate whore. Delicious. Anything that's chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate,
yeah,
man chocolate.
So Aaron asked me if I would be willing to... Well, if all of us would be willing to test some products for them, because...
Right.
I guess they had a tester who wasn't quite doing her job.
Right.
So fuck that bitch. I'm getting the job now. And this evening, we had a little meeting with him. This evening, he brought me a toy that I'm going to test this week. But I want to share it with you guys before I test it, because I'm sure you don't want to touch it after I've tested it. It is a...
Let me just add my 2 cents and go, ew.
Yes. So it is a dildo made out of a wood urethane mixture. So
I thought it was wood and then covered in...
No, it's a hybrid material.
Okay.
Here, I've got the... Ooh. We've got a caller.
We do. That's I believe that's awesome. Mitch, probably. Hello?
Caller?
Hello?
Did we lose you?
Hello?
Cricket, cricket, cricket.
Are you there?
Hello? Are you there? Can we hear you?
Hello?
Hello? We can hear you through the handset, but not through the speakers. That's awesome. Hey, let me see if I can put him up to the mic.
Okay, maybe there. Is he there yet?
Hello?
Hello?
That's him. Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, ladies?
I'm good. Ladies, this is my Mitch from Oregon. Oh, my God. That's vibrator sound effects in the background. That's awesome.
Hi, Mitch.
How are you?
You're from Oregon, God. Washington?
Oregon. Well, Oregon is a state and Washington is a state.
I know, but you know what?
For those of us below the California border, it's all one place.
Right. For some reason, whenever I know anybody from any one of those states, I can never remember what state it is, so I just say Washington, Oregon.
That's right. That's right. Okay, I'm from Oregon, Washington. By the way, I love your guys' show. It's awesome. It's totally entertaining.
Thank
and I'm having
you.
A great time listening. So
we're right fucking on. Hilarious.
I'm honored to be on this terrific show.
I showed the ladies your pictures that you sent.
Hot. Oh my God. Sexy.
Did
when are you coming to Vegas?
Right.
I think we have
you're
a Red Rooster
kind.
Appointment.
Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness, I forgot about that. Mitch, we have to go to the Red Rooster when you're here.
Yes.
What's the Red Rooster?
It is a swingers sex club.
Swingers club.
Yes, awesome. The orgy room is hilarious because drunk bitches are in there all the time going, somebody fuck me. It's awesome.
Yeah. Right? Right?
And it's usually one girl and like five guys.
Right.
But she's so, past the studio right now.
She is so jacked up at the time she doesn't realize that it's the goofy, ugly bouncer in the corner with no teeth just knocking the fuck out of her.
Oh, be nice to the bouncers. They're volunteers.
Well, I did. One chick and 500 guys. That's kind of like Oregon, Washington. That's what I'm trying to get away from. There's no single women up here. I'm dying.
Lick it. Taste
that's
it.
What, that's what okay. Calypso was telling us, that the dating up there is really bad.
It's brutal. Oh. It's brutal. Yeah, it's pretty tough.
And you know what? You're right. Everybody that I know that comes from there, they're couples.
Yeah, that's true.
Mitch, do you have any idea what I'm doing right now?
You're on a radio show.
Besides that, genius, I am sitting in a chair.
I'm
sucking on a chocolate flavored condom wrapped wooden vibrator.
I told you I'd get you chocolate flavored, chocolate covered wood.
Chocolate covered wood, she promised.
Hey, suck all that chocolate off so I can suck on it next.
Oh, a
great
right.
American chocolate condom, huh?
Right, exactly.
So we're testing products for Deja Vu, and one of them we're testing is a chocolate flavored condom, and it smells like chocolate liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And it actually kind of tastes like cheap chocolate. Like it
yeah,
it doesn't taste like a fucking balloon.
Which is awesome.
Like the chocolate Easter candy you get from the dollar store.
Right, exactly. Because I thought I was thinking latex glove with some chocolate something on it. It was yeah. Oh my God. She's deep throating this bitch like a champ. God damn it.
Yes, I am a champ. God damn it.
Right the fuck on.
All right.
So we were talking about the differences that you've had internet dating as opposed to the differences that women have had internet dating.
Well, I've joined two different dating sites, and I'm not currently on one now, but I've joined two different ones, and the biggest challenge for me as a guy is that there's so many more men on the site than women.
Right.
Yeah, but they're all the same guy. They're all the same guy.
That's our perspective.
You know, with 6 billion people in the world, you'd think roughly half would be male and half would be female, but it seems that some of these sites there's like literally ten times the amount of men on than women.
Can I ask?
Kind of an odd thing. But actually the women that I've actually met in person I've been really impressed with them. I mean, they've been really nice. I thought they represented themselves very fairly and very accurately and honestly. And they were really terrific women. And a couple of them I had, you know, long-term friendships with for over a couple years. And invariably, it seemed like they were from far-off places. So, you know, geography was kind of a challenge. But almost every woman I've ever talked to has the exact opposite experience internet dating. They all say how men are
douchebags,
rude,
yes,
and disrespectful, and lie. They're dishonest. They don't represent themselves. You know, they say they're younger than they really are. They're
Mitch?
Taller than they really are. They say they're single and they turn out to be married. So
Mitch?
I don't know why it is that men who are online seem so dishonest.
Mitch?
I don't know if I've just gotten lucky or what. You know.
I love saying his name. Mitch, can I ask, were these pay dating sites, or were they like POF or the free ones?
No, they were both pay dating sites where you could, I mean, you could, you had the option to just browse ads, but you couldn't really answer anything unless you paid, so I paid. Oh,
so I was it monkeytrolleharmony.com, or was it douchebagstoodmeupmatch.com? Because I paid for both of those sites, and that's what I got. I said, fuck these fuckers. Moved on to a matchmaking service I pay $60 a month for.
Why pay for a douchebag that you can get for free?
That's right. I could have got that shit on Craigslist, motherfucker.
That's easy. That's where Mitch is from.
That's where I met Chris. Super awesome Chris. That is dating hobby. Someone else now.
I don't care what they say, Mitch. You're my favorite so far, honest.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so
one of them was kind of, I guess, a more traditional site who specializes in BBWs because I like curvy women.
Right.
And the other one was more of an adult site where people would put on nude pictures and stuff of themselves.
You were on alt.com, weren't you?
It was what?
Adultfriendfinder.com?
AFL? Yeah, that was one of them.
Uh-huh.
And but it was still, you know, it was kind of, my experience was pretty much the same. It's the women that I did meet were really nice people and represented themselves pretty honestly and accurately. But
that's good to know that there are women out there that are not giving us a bad name.
It just took, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of me, you know, answering an ad or putting a show of interest or a smile or a wink or, you know, whatever the site had set up, to get even one woman to respond back and say, hey, I got your wink, I'm winking back at you, let's chat. So
right.
I don't know why that is, but I guess there's just a lot more men in the world than women.
On
so,
average,
you know, you guys should be thankful.
On average, well, on my free sites, I got one new email a month, and I would email at least 30 guys, and I would get maybe half of one to reply back.
But see, that's not the issue that I have. I you know, I'll message maybe a handful a week, every 2 weeks, if that. I get a regular steady stream of messages. However, when 9 out of 10 messages are, I like your boobs, come suck my cock, I'm pretty much not going to answer that. Right. I mean, you know, so.
Right. I'm surprised you don't get that you don't get that regularly when you do your Craigslist ads either.
You know what? Craigslist has been amazingly not profitable, but amazingly cool. You know, I haven't had that yet. So, I mean, cross your fingers, knock on wood, but,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you never know. You're going to get sleaze bags wherever, but.
Yeah, you just get guys that have fiancés already.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And you know what? I mean, come on now. Who can't use a man with a fiancé every now and again? You know, really? I mean, you know, those lonely nights when somebody else can't come over, you know.
Why buy the pig when you can buy them, when you can get them pre-butchered?
That's right. Exactly. I like my meat scored and sectioned out and grilled a little bit. So, yeah.
I am so loving this dildo, dude.
Isn't it awesome?
Mitch, I wish you could see this. It looks like a piece of polished wood. It's fucking hilarious.
I'm posting a picture of it on our Facebook page later and on our blog when we totally, like, archive this fucking show.
Right.
So, Mitch is coming out in July, right? July?
Oh, yay!
Yes.
Red Rooster.
Yes.
That's the plan.
He's going to the BBW Bash that's in town.
Oh, yay.
We should see about going. BBW Network, they put on a BBW Bash for a week. This year it's at the Tuscany Hotel and Casino, I think it's called.
Yes,
I've never been there.
Yes. Hopefully he won't meet any other woman but me, and I will take up all of his time.
That's right.
As he giggles.
He's like, so do I, baby. So do I.
Yeah, I'm just like, come on, babe, throw me a bone or something here.
Are you thinking about maybe moving out here to Vegas?
No, he loves Oregon.
I love Oregon. It's beautiful out here.
But I told him that I would like to move once I got my license.
Nice.
So, yeah.
But don't you have to get licensed there?
No, because Nevada is a national licensing state.
Yay.
Yes.
Awesome.
I need somebody to put their black condom on my dildo so that we can take a picture of it with the chocolate flavored condom.
Now, what the fuck is this little bitch doing up in here?
I can't get mine on there.
Skinny bitch in the house.
It's been so long since I've had to use a condom, I forgot how.
Mitch, say hello to Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
This is a guy that I met on Craigslist. Nicest guy you ever want to meet.
Where the fuck? Why are you always pulling that fucking hand out of your ass?
Very cute.
This is fucking Chloe.
He's very, very... That's right. She keeps reminding me of her. I'm sorry, Chloe. Very nice guy. He's planning on coming out in July.
Samantha is a bitch.
Isn't she such a whore?
Big fish.
She's a bitch.
Total.
The girls already saw Mitch's pictures. Ladies, tell him what Mitch looks like.
Handsome.
So yummy. Sexy beast. Yummy. Oh, my God. You know, and Mitch.
Mountain man slash fireman.
You're very welcome.
Mitch, now that I'm in the presence of my girls and I have, like, you know, backbone support going on.
That's right.
I just need to let
dildo?
You know. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I just need to let you know that when you first sent the pictures, the one on the top where you still have your beard and your longer hair. The only thing I thought was, oh, dear God, I could suck on that man's neck for hours.
Sniff it and lick it. It's tasty.
The first thing I am not of. Sniffing and licking this dildo that I have not I seen did. Since I walked in this room. Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Yeah,
I just
see,
sucked the dick again.
I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you very much. You're too kind. That's the nicest thing anyone
How else
me
would you take
before.
That? I want to suck on your neck for hours? How else would you take that?
There is a real
besides me saying I would love to suck on your penis for hours. Would that be better?
By the way,
because I'll do that too.
Oh, yay! I want to watch. I want to watch.
I enlightened my friend Mitch here on the brilliance of peppermint Altoids and
blowjobs.
I hope
that fucking pops.
I think they would burn.
No,
they
honey,
burn my mouth
no.
when I eat them.
Well, honey, you don't put 20 of them in there and go to suck this poor dude's dick. He's going to run out of the house.
Maybe half of
them. What do you
run.
Do? What do you do? Suck on an Altoid and take it out and then
no,
suck
no, no.
on the dick?
You suck on an Altoid and I chew it up right before and you make sure that they're like all comfy, you know, and laid out. Pay attention, Mitch. And you got your legs all, you know, their legs all spread out and you just start like licking them around their balls. And then as soon as you go to like completely just totally engulf. Oh, God, I love men.
Put their cock in your mouth.
Oh, my God, I love men. It's like the little pieces are still in your mouth, so it kind of like rubs on their skin just enough to make it tingle.
You
oh,
know,
my
if,
God.
If I
so this happens
chew.
While they're screaming from the burning of the Altoids on their balls.
You yeah, know what? How yeah. about you suck my ass
and,
because
and
I can't
and
chew on
the
Altoids.
Right. The little shards are pointy as fuck.
So it's like, seriously? Apparently, Altoids are now made of glass. And we can't use them.
Glass and fire.
Right. Don't worry, baby. I won't cut you. I promise. I promise.
But
it'll
then,
be an Altoid experience to remember.
But then sometimes the dick is too big to have anything else in your mouth at the same time.
You know what
dear
else
God, would
from your lips to God's ears.
You know what else would probably be way better than an Altoid?
What?
A Listerine strip.
I think that would be awesome. Have you been drinking before you came to the
Yes,
store?
Very oh, much. Right we now. Were actually all drinking at my meeting tonight at a salon that I will not name.
But
okay,
and,
well,
for those of you who don't
a,
know, this is Chloe,
it was
our resident skinny mascot.
So, so what, do you, mascot. What do you think about that, Mitch? What do you think? Listerine strip or Altoid?
Listerine strip. Strip.
You know, this radio show is so much better than NPR.
We should be on NPR.
NPR.
We love NPR.
We just don't have anything close to this in Oregon.
That's no, because all the women are taken in Oregon.
That's right.
Because they're lame.
And they don't have stories to tell.
That's
the whole
right.
reason for the show is
yeah,
the stories.
All 8 of them are already married.
And they're probably
so,
married to...
So I'm not going to lie. I'm thinking about going and grabbing a bag of Doritos.
All right. Well, hit it.
Do you want me to lick your balls or your vagina while I... Ethan?
Mitch, would you like her to lick your balls with Dorito on her tongue? I would love you to lick my vagina with a Dorito on your tongue. Please. Thank you.
All right.
And my nipples because they're kind of
cheesy
hard.
Clit.
It's
you know
not
what?
Your
cheesy goodness.
At this
That's
point,
fucking disgusting.
At this point, I haven't got off in like 3 days.
You can't eat just
Shut
one.
The fuck
I haven't got off in 3 days, so whatever is going to happen in this room that's going to make me go, oh,
dude,
God.
We have a dildo in the room.
Oh.
Already with the cock on it.
Oh, my God, that was fabulous.
What? How many settings does that fucking thing
have?
Dude, it pulses.
Mitch, do you pulse?
Do a pulsing.
Do
he
I
has
what?
A pulse.
Do you pulse?
What the hell is that?
Put it up to the mic. Put it up to the mic.
Listen.
the vibrator.
I don't know if I can compete with that.
Well, it changes vibration status all on its own. Listen to this. This is all by itself.
Oh my god.
I've had so much fun testing this week.
If I cook you dinner when you're here, can you do that? Because shit, it'll be steak and lobster every fucking night of the week.
You can always fart on your clit. That might work.
I can't believe she just said that.
I don't know. Not I think only... Mother Nature issued me the standard white boy issue. I don't think so.
We can work with it.
I think
there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with the standard white boy issue.
It is not the size of the boat. It is the motion of the ocean, and crossing the Pacific in a dinghy is a shit ton of fun.
See?
Right.
I have to say, with all the fun that we have with the toys and stuff, there is nothing that substitutes for a really good man's warm, blooded, pulsing...
throbbing.
Yeah, throbbing. Oh, and they do throb too, don't they?
God.
Oh, my God.
Do you know how long it's been since I've had sex? Do we need to go into this?
It's not as long as your sister has.
How long has it been?
December 10th at 2:30 p.m., 2009.
Whatever.
That was a good session, though, wasn't it? Like 4 hours?
It was like a 4-hour session. I'm glad it was 4 hours because
it was a 4-hour sex session?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Holy and it was
It was with one of my BDSM masters too, so it was.
Oh, hey, Mitch, were you listening to the beginning of the show? Did you hear us talking about men that make noise when they come?
I did hear that.
Do you make noise when you come, Mitch?
I guess we're gonna have to find out.
Oh, bless his heart!
I am so gonna be in the room.
Yeah, would you? Do you mind, audience? Because I don't.
Because we help. We've been known to help.
First, I'm gonna take off your pants.
Yeah, no, you know what? None of you bitches are getting near this hunk of fucking man until at least 3 or 4 times.
I was talking about
your
boob, baby.
Oh,
and I was talking about your pants.
Oh, shit. Apparently, you're going to get the show of a lifetime when you get here.
I'm just going to stand around and blow up condoms all night because this shit is fun.
That looks like your boob.
I know. We'll get a hotel room. We'll sit a chair in the corner for you. You can jerk off. You can watch everybody apparently grab my boobs and remove my clothing. And then you and I can just go at it for like 5-6 hours.
And
what do you
Chloe
think?
Chloe will fart on your clothes.
Right.
I will. I will.
Right. Right.
That'd
That's
be
awesome.
What it takes, baby.
I'm sorry?
That sounds like a plan to me.
Right the fuck on. I knew I'd like this guy.
He's totally moving
awesome.
To Vegas now.
Right? Right?
He's like, fuck the fact that everything's brown. There's some crazy bitches down there.
Right? He's like, you know what? Just move down here, babe. We'll paint fucking trees on your windows. It'll be great. I'll get a little waterfall fountain thing. You'll think you're in the forest. It'll be awesome.
I really am craving some Doritos.
Going from Oregon, Washington, where there's no women to all of a sudden 3 women at once, that'd be like, you know,
four.
There's four of us in
the room. Dude, you'd be a kid in a fucking candy store, babe.
You wouldn't know what to try first, the pussy or the tits.
Because there's a lot of tit.
Or the ass.
And
there's a lot of ass.
Right?
There's lots of kissing to be had, too. These women love kissing.
Well, I'm hoping that by July I have met Mr. Wright through this matchmaker.
Me too,
thing.
Honey. Me too. Whatever. I, however, am holding out for the Oregon Mountain Man.
Okay. I really am giving up because of Steve, so whatever.
Oh, really?
Steve's a dick.
He came in for me to cut his hair today.
Did he? And?
Oh, and you guys didn't see my leg.
No, what happened? What did
New
you
tattoo?
Do it?
New tattoo? No, she got the tattoo.
Watch out, it's
up.
Purple.
Ooh, very purple.
Ooh, nice. She's showing us a tattoo on her leg that...
I got worked on yesterday.
Excuse me, she just got colored in.
Fabulous.
Well, maybe we'll post a picture of that on our Facebook
Do
too.
You know that Mitch has no tattoos?
What?
So I said to
That's
him...
Okay.
I said to him...
No, it's not.
Yes, it was perfectly fine, because you know what I said to him?
Mikey doesn't have any tattoos.
I said, so now we can freely pick where you're going to have my name tattooed.
Yeah.
And him and I decided he was going to tattoo it over his heart. And what did we decide?
You know,
hearts
in the
with wings
chest,
or some
right?
shit?
Well, it was going to be your name on my chest with a little halo heart around it.
Right. And then we
add
some
devil horns
hello,
to that shit.
Hello, realist here. Can you guys meet first, please?
really with the condom flying around the room.
Sorry. Well, I told him that
What
way.
Is this, the fucking Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City or something? What are you doing?
And a little turtle holding a little sign that says, "That's my gal."
See? How cute is that?
That's so adorable. Can you fucking meet him?
So I told him, shut up, listen. So I told him that when we're having sex, I can see it. And then once he flips me over and then grabs my hair and beats the shit out of my ass while he's tagging me, then we're good.
Nice. Oh, I want a spanking tonight, babe.
See, you know what? Are you into that kind of thing, Mitch? If
yeah,
I said
know,
to you, baby, would you smack my ass? Would you do it?
I think I might have a few smacks in me.
If yes. I said, baby, will you reach up and pull my hair while you fuck me? Would you do it?
Oh. If I'm going to ride your ass, I'll pull your hair. How's that?
Oh, daddy.
I just came a little in my pants.
Right? Me too.
Ooh. But then I haven't had sex since December 10th at 2:30 p.m. 2009.
It's awful. You just gave me so much to look forward to. I cannot wait for you to get here.
You look forward to. I've got a man, and I'm looking forward to his visit.
You Mikey's, have piqued the girl's interest.
Mikey's
honey.
Like priming the pump, baby. That's right. Prime
right.
that pump.
That's right. That's right.
She wears my ass out.
Right.
Ah. We were talking about the toy that we have. We were talking about, you know, I didn't get a toy.
You didn't get a toy?
No.
Why? You
Aaron
wanted to...
didn't bring me a toy. But oh. then, I haven't really had need for one in the last few months.
Right, shut up, bitch.
Fuck off.
We were talking about, Mitch, the fact that, and the girls were making fun of me, because apparently when the toy says waterproof, it doesn't mean submersible.
It's not a submarine.
It's a boat.
It floats.
Because
it doesn't submerge.
It was my absolute favorite until I broke it.
I hate it when you break your favorite dildo and then you're like,
right? And
then
they don't
make, and they don't make them anymore and you're like, God damn it.
Dude, it was the dolphin too and it had like all the spins and shit.
Where's the quality? You know, where's
right?
the
right. right.
quality products?
Now I have the waterproof one. I've learned not to submerge it. I can get a little wet, but mine's the rabbit now with the little rotating beads and the, oh God.
Her graduation is coming up and if I can afford it, I'm going to get her the Wii Vibe, which is completely submergible.
Oh dear God.
Can be used solo and... With a partner.
This thing, Mitch, I'm telling you right now, it looks like...
A horseshoe.
Yeah, it looks like a... But it's like a rubber horseshoe. And it like it can like open and close. And you're supposed to... Women wear it, right?
Yeah.
You insert one end of it, right?
The small end.
The small end is inside. The bigger end is on your clit. And then you can fuck with this inside you. So
right.
the guy can feel it as well as you at the same
right.
time.
And
it hits your G-spot.
Yeah, he pushes it right into your
yeah.
G-spot.
I am totally turned on playing with this dildo
and
this condom.
What is this thing called? Like,
it's
what?
Called the Wii Vibe.
Right?
The Wii Vibe?
Yes.
Wii Vibe. I don't know if it's Wii like the...
No,
the...
it's Wii like W-E, like Wii.
Okay.
Yes.
Wii Vibe.
Yes.
No?
It's like Nintendo
no.
in this bitch.
I thought it was the Nintendo
it's
Wii.
A new Nintendo game,
really?
Actually.
No.
I could have swore it was like Wii, you and me, Wii.
I have no idea.
Well, whatever the hell it's called.
So, have any of you ladies tried this new device?
No, we were just looking at it at the adult store the other day.
No, but we do have...
O-U-I, like French Wii.
Oh, the
Wii
French Wii. Made it? Oh, Wii.
No, it's just named on the French. I don't know if the French made it.
You know
more
what
likely,
Wii means, right?
It was built in the USA, probably by Steve Jobs.
No. Well,
Apple.
Maybe. So, you know, maybe we can try that out when you get here, too. What do you think?
Yeah, I
I love how accommodating
being
he is.
A patriotic guy. I think the fact that it was made in the USA, where quality is job one. I
that's
think
that's right.
I keep turning it on accident.
he's just a go with the flow kind of guy. Okay.
Like a twig on the shoulders of a mighty stream.
Exactly.
Well, Mitch, I think you're awesome, and I think you're very handsome.
Yes,
and I can't wait till you come.
Thank you so much. You're
we all think
very
you're
kind.
So good looking. Thank you so much for calling in. We had a blast with you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
Awesome. I had a lot of fun.
And get your friends to listen, girls and boys.
Yes.
Or men and women, sorry. Couples.
All right, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
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 So, back to my condom and my dildo. So, we all got to taste the chocolate-flavored condom. Thank you, Mitch, for calling in, by the way. That was fucking fantastic.
That was.
He's is awesome. He not just the most adorable?
He so is. Far. Now, if we don't change the subject, that's all she'll talk about for the rest of the night.
I know.
Shut the fuck up, guys. He's still listening.
So,
back to these condoms. Okay, so we all got to taste the condom except for the scaredy pants.
Not liking it.
Chloe there.
It doesn't taste... I thought it would taste like a balloon. It doesn't taste like a balloon.
It doesn't. That's the good thing. It doesn't taste like a balloon. So for those of you ladies who like to give blowjobs with condoms on, which
is weird.
Weird, yeah.
Safe sex.
Yeah, safe sex. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, okay, so for you hookers out there who are required to use a condom with sex, oral sex.
You know,
sex,
Christians don't consider oral sex.
Right. Trustex is the brand. We got the chocolate-flavored Reservoir Tip Lube condom.
Right, they had cola. They had cola.
Strawberry.
Grape.
Vanilla.
Yeah.
That's right.
They had all kinds of flavors. Deja Vu and Dalt Emporium, they were like $3 for a box.
They're owned by the Orleans.
Yeah, right across the street from the Orleans.
Their Deja Vu is like everywhere around town, but go to the one by the Orleans.
Yeah. Right. That's the best one.
Yep. Go in and ask for either...
Drop in the 15, basically.
Yeah, go in after 10 p.m. and ask for either Aaron or Gabe.
That's right. They will set you guys up. Well worth it.
Yeah, you get three in a box, and they were only like...
Oh, look, she can do shoot, but she has to have a condom in her mouth first.
That explains a lot.
Beforehand, though.
The chocolate-flavored ones are black, and when I blow it up like a balloon, it looks like a black woman's boobie. It does. It's so hilarious. Like, look, watch.
But the nipple is beautiful. Look at the nipple. The reservoir.
The nipple's awesome.
Pretty and awesome. It's got concentric nipple rings around it.
That's right.
Oh.
We know how to suck a nipple.
Yes, well, we do know how to suck a nipple.
Wee-hoo! You've never sucked a nipple in your life, have you?
I know what I like.
Okay, well, I'll go with you, but I won't lick your pussy.
And, you know, not just women have nipples. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, that's true. Oh, look at Mikey over there going, yeah,
like, yeah, I got nipples.
Bitch worked it. Yeah.
So these are not spermicidally lubricated. So if you want a spermicidal lubricant, you should probably use a water-based one because these are latex.
Yeah.
So if you're latex allergic, don't use them because I didn't see any non-latex ones. They were all latex.
Right.
So back to the vibrator. So Aaron brought me this vibrator tonight. It is by a company called Trees.
It is beautiful.
It's very beautiful.
Gorgeous. I'm posting a picture of it on the blog.
And this is one of
tomorrow.
The more plain ones, I think. Yeah, than this the ones is
like
actually have.
This is like just the natural wood finish. Like they come in colors.
I think it's oak, right? That one.
Yeah, they come in assorted colors: natural oak and redwood. Look, the redwood looks hot.
The
pink.
Redwood is beautiful.
Yeah, they're beautiful. And it's got a replaceable motor, so the part that inserts comes out, and you can replace this if it breaks. So you
holy
can continue
shit
using right. your really awesome wood urethane mixture.
Now,
and the thing is so beautiful, you can actually see the if you don't have like kids living with you or anything, you can actually have it sitting
like,
out like
it's
art.
It's like a conversational piece. Come look at my wooden dick.
Yeah, and it comes.
You know,
I have really
statues.
Awesome.
It's beautiful.
I have
isn't statues it? Of you know various Egyptian gods and things with huge penises.
Right.
And they're artwork to me.
Right. So is this like a advertise, tell everybody how great it is, or is this like yours?
It's both.
Oh my goodness.
Dude, no, Erin's going to want it back when she's done.
Yeah. Well, Aaron might want it back when I'm done.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
No, Aaron.
Did you hear that? Oh my goodness.
You sexy beast, you Aaron.
Oh, shit.
Aaron and I have actually gotten it on before.
Okay, sister.
He's cute, too.
He is handsome.
And former Marine.
Mm-hmm. Very military. It comes with this really cool little pouch. Like
it's like a pillow pouch.
It is. It's very soft. Like it's you know how usually ladies you either sleep with it between your legs or under your pillow. It comes with its own pillow, so you don't have to mess up yours.
That is fucking
yay,
fabulous.
Finally.
Yeah.
I can stop fucking up my pillow.
So I'm going to read some of the features here. Features and benefits. It's hypoallergenic, non-porous, splinter-free, which is awesome because
I hate a splinter in the puss.
Yeah. I love splinters in the puss. Come on now.
A splinter in the vajayjay is not all that great. So it's phthalates free. I'm probably not saying that right. You say that shit. Phthalates?
Phthalates?
Whatever. It's some sort of chemical free.
Is it the pecker picture picker?
Which is awesome. It's waterproof, ultra smooth, which it is. It's a little sticky from the lubrication of the condom. Gotta keep pressing it like 400 times before it turns off.
It has so many settings, dude.
Yeah, it's ultra smooth, non-coated, lubrication friendly. It says you can use, where's the little thingy? You can use water and silicone-based lubricant friendly.
Nice.
So either
there
one.
You go.
It is awesome. And it is a wet lubricant included. Hey, Aaron, I'm missing a fucking lube bottle.
Unless it's stuck in the pillow somewhere.
I did not get
it. Oh, does that mean it was used?
Use the pillow as a puppet.
I could. That's so cool.
You know what? It could have fell out when he pulled it out of the package to show me. It could have fell out.
So maybe. You have my lube at home.
If not, I have other lube you can use.
Oh,
if
shit.
You need it.
I'm sure
you have plenty.
I have looked at this and have decided I'm not going to need no fucking lube because I'm already ready.
It already turns her on. Watch when she stands up. Dude. We're going to hear squeak, squeak, squeak.
It is beautiful. It is a beautiful
piece.
Gorgeous.
I'm posting pictures of it later. So
yes.
Right.
See so it. All of you ladies,
she'll be
please
the
check it out.
Picture picker.
Yeah. Check it out on
you
our
can say it
blog.
When
on our blog. Yeah, curvaceousbounty.blogspot.com. And it's spelled CURVACIOUS.
Like the real spelling.
Because Alexia can't spell. Curvaceous is spelled with an E, by the way.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh.
So, apparently, Chloe can't.
Okay, so, we're going to
you know
I graduated.
You know we are fucking Google now, so it doesn't fucking matter.
That's yeah. right.
Right?
That's right. Just you type in curvaceous, however you want to spell it, right. And Google will say, did you mean?
And you say yes, and even if you didn't mean that, we're still number one on the first page, because
right.
we're smart enough to remember people are retarded and can't spell,
right.
And so you can find us under Interspelling for curvaceous.
That's right, right. That's right.
All right, so I'm going to run through the vibration settings real quick. I know you guys heard some of them. The first one, this is like super high, just straight vibration.
That's, oh my God,
oh
take
my
me
God.
Over the top
yeah.
vibration.
Here's two, it's a little less. Here's three. It's very gentle. That's probably what I'll use, because anything higher than that, and I'll explode. I'm like a 17-year-old boy. Like, 17-year-old boy. I haven't had sex in so long.
Oh, shit.
This is the first pulse setting.
Oh, God.
Ooh. And then it slows down, and then it'll go back to pulse. It's fucking awesome. Here's.
Oh, I just got the chills.
Ooh, it spit up on its own. Ooh, that's awesome. Here we go. Here's the second. Second pulse setting.
Oh, dear God.
Wait.
Have you used that before?
No, I'm practicing for July.
This is the third setting. Fourth, sixth, something like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, here's the last one. And then it turns off. There are so
Holy
many pulse
shit.
Settings on this, I will probably have to quit my job.
I cannot come in today.
There's not enough time in the day.
I have 5, 6, and 7 to try out again today.
Right, Oof. Right.
Right?
I can't wait until the boys are in here next week.
I'm going to take this fucking thing with me to work, and on my half-hour lunch break, go sit in the fucking car and masturbate. Like,
nice.
Fucking spectacular.
Wow.
Or when we have 2 hours of nothing to do. Be in the bathroom.
So this is why I love Mikey, okay? While he's been sitting here listening to the show, he sent me a text because he keeps showing me his phone and I can't understand what he's doing because I'm watching the dials and everything. But he sends me this text
She's
that it says...
She's trying to work, Mikey. Leave her alone.
He sends me this text that says, Mitch is Sin City Beef.
He sure the fuck is.
Mikey is Sin City Beef too. Right? So all the boys that we like become Sin City Beef. Beef
right
cake,
the
baby.
Fuck on. Mitch, if you're still listening, I think you just became my beef, baby.
That's right, baby.
Right on.
And so we gotta come up with a name for the girls that like listening to us too. Because I know we have a small following so far, and so we need to give the girls a name.
The curvaceous Slim Jims.
Nah.
Because it's almost beef.
We're fat.
No, baby. But it's almost beef. But
no.
not quite.
No.
We're girls.
I'm yeah. talking about you said that this never mind. God damn it.
This is what you get for drinking before you come to the show.
Fuck you.
She can't even understand what she's saying.
Whatever.
So we got to come up with a name. So everybody,
isn't that when life is good?
Yeah, yeah.
Check out our new video. Check out our new video.
Check
it's
out
all
our
about
new video
Bob's.
On YouTube, right? It's all about Bob's.
Watched
battery
it.
Operated.
Amazing.
Yep.
Battery operated boyfriend.
Feel free to email us your ideas on what we should call our female listeners.
Yes.
That is sincitybounty@gmail.com. All one word. You know how to spell it. You
right.
are smart. I know you are.
Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City on Facebook. We
right.
are also on Twitter.
We're on
MySpace,
iTunes.
iTunes. Mm-hmm. That's right.
You can download our previous 9 episodes off
If you
of
type
iTunes.
In Sin City Bounty, we take up like the first 2 pages, dude.
On
there you
on,
go.
Yeah, if
there
you just you Google Sin City Bounty, you will find
so
us.
So basically, you can trip over us in the dark without trying.
Yeah, you can Google it as multiple
we don't
words
have to smile.
Or as one
that's
word.
Right.
So, all right, everybody. It's been a spectacular week. I can't wait to get back with you guys on how this fucking vibrator
was. I can't wait to hear
it. Can you stop touching your face with it?
No, because it's going in my vagina. It doesn't matter.
My goodness.
All right.
All right, ladies. Well, see you guys next week.
See you guys
next week. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, it didn't start. There it goes. That's funny.
Leave it to Alexia.